Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
One of the things about this game on Sunday night was two things. One is unselfishness, and two is defense. And the unselfishness, first and foremost, starts with Josh Hart. He basically went to Tom Thibodeau and said, look, maybe you should start Mitchell Robinson. Let me come off the bench. We're going to play the same amount of minutes. It doesn't really matter to me whether or not I start or I don't start. And Tom Thibodeau said, yeah, sure, I agree. And that's the unselfishness. And that's one of the reasons I think all of us really, truly respect Josh Hart. I mean, you can say whatever you want. He's not a great shooter. We know that. But he is the Energizer Bunny. He truly is. A guy who plays on both ends of the court. He gets rebounds. He gets steals. He'll set guys up. He'll set the picks. He'll do all the dirty work. And in this case, it's the unselfishness of him. You know, how many NBA basketball players, honestly?
98% of them.
Are not going to do that.
Right,
so
yeah.
I give him a lot of credit for the unselfishness of allowing Tom Thibodeau to do what he did with Mitchell Robinson. And then number two, I think it really comes down to two guys that, you know, we very rarely ever talk about. And this is the defensive end of it. And this is, you know, and this is DeLong Wright and Landry Shamet.
Yeah, who are out there a ton. I mean, it's incredible. You would have thought with the Knicks with their backs against the wall, if you would have told me that those guys would have been out on the floor as much as they were and they came back and won that game, would have told you you were nuts.
Well, and the point being is that they both played about, you know, 12 or 13 minutes each. And they both brought defense. They both brought energy. They both brought, like they wanted to have an impact on the game. And these guys, they're not rookies. I mean, these guys have been around for a while. They know what they're doing. As long as you don't turn the ball over and you're not out there, you know, flailing all over the place and you're playing tough defense. You know, so you have these two players who rarely play. And you have Josh Hart, you know, taking a seat on the bench to start the game. And then all of a sudden, you're realizing that, you know, all right, so Jalen Brunson's not playing his best game. And certainly wasn't. But at the end of the game, when it matters the most, who are the two guys that score the last 8 points? It's Brunson and it's Hart.
Yeah, at the free throw line, and making those were critical, put them to bed, the Pacers. I'm glad you brought that up, because it kind of gets lost in the Towns fourth quarter, that those guys on the line just buried the Pacers.
Right. And you know, so you had the last 8 points scored by Brunson and Hart. Brunson had that 12-footer that put them up 198. And then you had six straight free throws from Hart and then Brunson.
Yeah.
So four by Hart, two by Brunson, game over. Everybody walks off. And it really is a very satisfying win for a lot of reasons. And the reasons are is that the two guys came off the bench and played defense. So he goes nine deep. And Kenny Smith at halftime said he wouldn't play nine games, got players in a baseball game. And then, of course, the two most important guys, or the two guys that have led this resurgence of the Knicks in Brunson and Hart, come through huge at the end of the game. So, hey, they live to play another day. I mean, they play better on the road than they do at home. I think they're just sick and tired of all the goddamn celebrities at home. They hate playing in front of these people, and they just rather get away from all of that and go play defense and figure out a way to win on the road, which is really, there's something to be said about that. When you go on the road, it's you and your teammates. That's it. You know, and they have certainly answered the call in that regard, and I would suspect that they'll answer the call again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a couple of great wins at home, but yes, they have been over the course of the postseason. They've been better on the road, so I'm not worried that they're going to be overwhelmed by the Pacers tonight. I know that Tyrese Halliburton's father is allowed back into the building.
In a suite.
He won't be down on the floor getting in anybody's face. So maybe that changes some things. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they won a game with Jalen Brunson being as down as he did, Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright being on the floor as much as they were, Karl Anthony Towns being the main focus, they won a game that way when they were about to go down 3-0. That, to me, shows a lot of championship in their DNA because that's not their bread and butter.
Yeah, I know that, but that you know that's the way a team has to win. You know, everybody has to have a little bit of skin.
We hadn't seen it this year. Well, we never saw them win a game like that in the postseason.
Especially against good teams.
Yeah, in the postseason, we hadn't seen
it. And I would say this, that, you know, this is it's a really good team. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a great team. I think it's a really good team, and I do think that they have a chance to do something special, but, you know, a lot of things have got to go right. And for them, it's the unselfish nature of the players themselves that I could truly respect, especially the guys like Shamet and what's his name?
DeLon Wright.
Right, DeLon Wright, who came off the bench. I mean, that was amazing to me. They were all over the Pacers.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, we mentioned Towns a little bit, but, I mean, that if you're telling me you're getting that performance from him for the rest of the series, then they're not going to lose another game. But yeah, the problem is you can't say that because he's the most inconsistent guy on earth.
Yeah, but you know why he got that performance? Because Jalen Brunson was sitting on the bench.
Yeah, but how many times?
Many times did Reggie Miller say, who's going to score for the Knicks? Who's going to score for the Knicks? Well, he is.
Well, no,
that's
what he's supposed to do. Yeah, hold on a second, though. When Jalen Brunson was out for an extended period of time, it wasn't Carl Anthony. We're talking in the regular season. It wasn't Carl Anthony Towns that was carrying the opposite. It was OG Anunoby. When Jalen Brunson twice in the postseason has gotten into foul trouble and has had to sit, Carl Anthony Towns had not stepped up. So, I mean, this was not an obvious thing that he was going to play like that in the fourth quarter. We've seen more Carl Anthony Towns going to the basket, flailing arms everywhere, ball going up, bitching at officials, running back, getting in his own foul trouble, commit. I mean, this was huge.
Dude,
I mean,
he took a couple shots the other night that you're like, what? What are you doing?
You talking Friday or Sunday?
I'm talking about Sunday night.
Yeah.
Even Sunday night, he took a couple long three-pointers. I know that's his shot. He can make that shot. But, he, you know, even Reggie Miller's like, I didn't like that shot. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes it's a little bit aggressive. But, I mean,
he needed to be aggressive going to work out in this game.
I would just say that, again, it's two things. It's the unselfish nature of the team, and it is the defense of the team that wins games for these guys, especially when other guys aren't playing that well or aren't shooting that well.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And then it also helps when the Pacers aren't shooting that well.
Right, well, of course.
I mean, Pascal Siakam didn't have his game like he had in game two. You know what I'm saying?
Right. God. Yeah, I know. That was insanity, Siakam, on Friday. And that game Friday, not to go all the way back to Friday, but that was just frustrating. I could not believe that they lost that game. I was so confident that they were going to play great in that game, and I really was just like taken aback. I was still in Jersey watching the game. I'm tossing and turning. I'm like, oh my God, they might really lose this series. And everybody I talked to, except one guy on Friday, felt the same way. So maybe I should have listened to that, because generally when everybody's on the same page with a game and there's one guy going, I don't know, usually that's the guy who's right. But thank God I didn't bet it.
But again, you know, I mean, like, we've been sitting here watching this team grow for the last 2 years. And we've been watching Jalen Brunson do his thing. And, you know, again, I can't say enough about the unselfishness of Josh Hart, recognizing that something had to be done. Like, they had to do something, just change something a little bit. I mean, they got about the same amount of minutes, so that part of it doesn't matter. It's just about, you know, having the right guys on the court at the right time, playing the defense that is required in order to beat a team like this. I mean, you got to be up in their grill the whole time.
Up in their grill?
You do. And, you know, now Nesmith may not be able to make it here now.
Yeah, I know. He's questionable. I was worried about Josh Hart coming down the way he did late in the game. And then before he hit his first two free throws, he was grabbing the back of his knee. And I was like, oh, my God. But he ended up getting up and being fine. But, yeah, Nesmith may miss. And if he does play, then he's not going to be 100%. But, yeah, I mean, these guys that were the core of the team last year are still the leaders on the team, even though Towns and Bridges came in. You know, I mean, it's still Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. I mean, these are the guys that everybody's looking to in big moments. And, yeah, on the line, delivering the way that they did was awesome. This is going to be great. This is what you want when you get in these series. And it's sort of the games haven't gone the same way, but this is the same situation that the Knicks were in against Boston. They won the first two on the road. Then they lost. The Pacers are in the same situation that the Knicks are in. They lost game three, but that was a blowout. This obviously was a close one. And you were thinking all you had to do was just win one at home, and then you're up 3-1, and you could finish off the series. And that's what the Pacers are thinking. They're thinking, if we get up 3-1, curtains.
Well, I remember, what was the last time the Knicks won in that building in the playoffs? Huh? The other night.
Yeah.
They were like 0-9 or something in the playoffs.
So Sunday.
So Sunday night. So basically, they've changed that narrative or changed that storyline. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, if Brunson comes out and he plays like we expect him to play, and I they're the better team. I still think the Knicks are the better team. It's just a matter of, like, that first game just went awry in the last 2 minutes.
Right.
And, you know, that is something that you very rarely see happen. And, you know, and unfortunately, I think probably hung over a little bit to game two. But game three, that shows you who they are. Now, they lose tonight, you know, then that's maybe it's a little bit of a different story. But I don't think they will. I think I really honestly believe that this team is got the grit and it's got the heart to play through adversity, and it has all year long, and there's no reason to start thinking that it's otherwise now.
Yeah, one of the things that we had talked about, it's only fair now that things have gone the other way, but one of the things we talked about when the Knicks were struggling a little bit or you weren't getting the most out of them in the Pistons series early on, and it was like, oh, man, look, the Timberwolves are playing their ass off, and Julius Randle is playing great, and Karl Anthony Towns has been just kind of like a B-minus. Well, things change in a major way with that, where Julius Randle has essentially disappeared and Towns had his biggest moment in a Knicks uniform. So maybe neither one of them go to the finals. Maybe one of them goes to the finals. But that's just something. We were highlighting it the other way where Randle was playing his ass off. So I'm going to highlight it here now where Karl Anthony Towns is playing his ass off and Julius Randle's putting up 5 points in a playoff game when he was a part of their success, a huge part of it. Obviously, with Anthony Edwards as well. But, yeah, this is going to be to Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and a Game 7 would be on Monday, June 2nd, if we get there. And I think both of us still feel like it is going to go 7.
I do, yes. I know this from being with the Rangers all these years. I mean, it's just up and down, and it's heartache, and it's you figure, okay, now they finally got it right, and then all of a sudden something else happens. And last year it was the injuries for the Knicks. This year maybe it's the injuries against the teams they're playing against now. You know, so if Nesmith is out, that's a big injury.
Yeah.
That's a huge injury. That's a guy who ended up killing them at the end of game one.
Never seen anything like it from a guy with his, like, I mean, I've seen it from superstars. I'd never seen a performance like that from three from a guy who's just, he's a good player, but he's not a great player. So
but I also think it'll be interesting to see whether or not. And I think a lot of this was dependent on foul trouble for Brunson. You know, they're going right at Brunson, and he's committing fouls, and he's finding himself on the bench, you know, in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. And, you know, and what is Thibodeau to do? He's going to use Wright, and he's going to use Shamet. So I hope that he does it because he wants to do it, and they deserve to be on the court. Mm-hmm. As opposed to having to do it because somebody got into foul trouble.
Right, because you don't have a choice.
You know, because you know, a lot of people were probably questioning Tom Thibodeau's coaching. You know, we've heard that a thousand times.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
And so now he benches Karl Anthony Towns in the fourth quarter of game two. I mean, that's a coach. Mm-hmm. That's a coach making a statement, right? And does the player complain? No. The player doesn't complain. Player comes out and plays better in game three. That's what you want. And then he had no choice but to put these two guys in there. And you know what he did? He didn't give them like 3 minutes. He gave them 13 and 11 minutes. That's a lot of minutes for guys who haven't played.
Yeah, you know what you say that is? Skin in the game.
They all got skin in the game. He's not using Precious Achiuwa. It's bothering me, but that's okay. I'll get over it. But that's the point. You want to have everybody to have a little bit of skin in the game. And when you tell them, you got to go out there and look, I need you to give every ounce of effort for every minute that you're on the court. And I don't care if it's on offense, but it better be on defense.